is empty. I could be the CEO just like a Robin Fenty. And I'm
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets.
Thank you.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason, but they don't give you any choice, 'cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio. Times ahead, but everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel, and the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. Say you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice, 'cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio. Thank you.
hospital asked, should the body be cast before I say goodbye, my star in the sky? Such a funny thought to wrap you up in cloth. Do you find it all right, my dragonfly? Shall we look at the moon, my little loon? Why do you cry? Make the most of your life while it is rife, while it is light. Will you do enough talk, my little hawk? Why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die.
College, and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs, and all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to. I fought like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala, ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala, ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala, ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs, and I've been down. Essentially, it's a comedy, the gap in my teeth, and all that I can cling to, the milk is sour.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala.
Don't go outside, well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be your bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
Oh, hi. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Happy came to visit me. He bought cookies on the way. I poured him tea and he told me it'll all be okay. Well, I told him I'd do anything to have him stay with me. So he laid me down.
This is Eric from the band Stepanian. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
She came around and I stole the plants in my youth. A vampire. so far away, and a song that we never heard, a song of a little bird fell in love with a whale. I'll never sail back to you.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.